This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
An important day for financial reform.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Today, the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, Democrat Christopher Dodd of Connecticut, unveils his plan to prevent another banking crisis. It's expected to put more oversight in the hands of the Federal Reserve and create some sort of consumer protection agency. The bill is a ways from being law and faces steep Republican opposition. Marketplace Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale is with us live this morning from D.C. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
What do we know about Senator Dodd's version that we're finally going to get an official look at today?
Yeah, it's interesting. The House has already passed a regulatory reform bill, reacting much quicker to the financial crisis. So on the Senate side, Senator Dodd at first negotiated with Republicans for a bipartisan bill, but that collapsed last week. So the Democrats have now decided to go it alone. Not a big deal in the committee where Democrats hold sway, but Senator Dodd will have to find at least one or two Republicans once that bill reaches the Senate floor.
So does that mean, John, Senator Dodd will try to get some Republican votes by keeping maybe some conservative ideas in the bill?
He has to keep some chance open that one or two Republicans can vote for it. But you know, advocates for a very strong consumer protection agency say that Republicans have been unwilling to compromise, and it's time to call their bluff. For example, here's Robert Borisage of the Campaign for America's Future.
The public is, needless to say, ripped about the banks and the bailouts. An independent consumer financial protection agency is incredibly popular. Let's bring it to the floor and have a vote and let Americans see where people stand.
But Republicans are opposed to a consumer protection agency that has the power to issue rules that could contradict other regulations, regulations aimed at the safety and soundness of banks.
It doesn't sound like there's much room for compromise there, John.
You're right. But with the breakdown of these negotiations, Republicans, just like in health care, now have very little sway over how the Democrats put a bill together.
Marketplace's John Dimsdale reporting from Washington this morning. John, thanks.
My pleasure.
There is a 2-day meeting of European finance ministers in Brussels today. The topic, Greece, again. And the overall theme is financial help for the southern European nation could take some time. That's got investors in Europe doing a little selling today. Shares across the pond are off about a third of a percent or less. In Asia, shares were mostly mixed after some mixed readings on the American economy last week. Better than expected retail sales offset a disappointing consumer sentiment report on Friday. Now, that didn't stop Wall Street from piling it on last week. The NASDAQ tacked on nearly 2%. The S&P and Dow added about 1% for the week. The Dow ended the day on Friday at 10,625. Well, you and I have another month to get our taxes done, but for businesses, today is tax day, at least for those that file quarterly estimated taxes. One thing some of them will be figuring out, how much they've saved on their tax bills with various green incentives. From the Entrepreneurship Desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
State and local tax incentives can help a business save thousands on building retrofits, installing compact fluorescent light bulbs, new windows, insulation, and the like. Federal tax credits can offset up to 30% of the cost for installing wind turbines or solar panels. Roan Resch is president of the Solar Energy Industry Association. He says that's helped jumpstart the industry.
In 2009, we had a record year installations of photovoltaics grew by over 40% in the United States.
The government's tax credits and rebates are doing a lot for big industries, but not so much for small business. Steve King is a consultant at Emergent Research. He says most small businesses can't afford to install a new solar array or even green building upgrades that take advantage of state and local rebates.
Overall, small businesses haven't been able to take advantage of them, primarily because they are tax incentives based on investments. And the climate such with the Great Recession that small businesses have not been in a position to make those investments.
Another problem right now, you can't save on your taxes if you're in the red.
The tax benefit only helps if you're paying taxes, and you're only paying taxes if you're making money. And so the benefit really starts to take off once the economy begins to recover.
King expects more companies to invest in energy efficiency as profits return, and in states with strong incentives, they'll be able to cut their tax bills, too. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents, offering a choice of companies and coverage. You can find a local agent at 1-800-WE-INSURE. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Vanguard, reacting to the stock market is investing. Taking stock in long term is vanguarding. More about vanguarding at vanguard.com.
We'd like to take a moment to wish .com a happy birthday. 25 years ago today, the first ever .com address, symbolics.com, went live. Until then, there had just been .edu, .gov, and .org. So what happened when the .coms joined the party? Brett Neely has that.
Without the 80 million dot-coms we have today, we'd be a lot poorer, says Robert Atkinson.
There's $1.5 trillion more of output across the globe every year because of the commercial internet.
Atkinson runs the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation in Washington. It released a study today on the internet's economic impact. When you think internet, Google or Facebook may come to mind. But Atkinson says the web has had a much wider effect.
In providing increased consumer choice, letting companies reach much bigger and more global markets.
That's created millions of jobs, but at a cost. The web has disrupted business models from travel agencies to newspapers. Atkinson says, expect more disruption.
We're not at a place where the technology and its application are what would be considered mature.
He thinks .com's next 25 years will be as unpredictable as its first 25. In Washington, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
I imagine that means we're likely to see even more websites that provide social networking and, cures for toe fungus. And help your credit, your family relationship, even your love life. So much internet, so little time. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online at marketplace.org. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.